This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Kyle on in, toll free here, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, so Skype on in at username lrn.fm. When we get a chance, we'll continue with some coverage of what happened last night in Great Britain with the attacks on London Bridge. Innocent people being attacked by car and also by knife. A lot of people, apparently several people dead and many more in the hospital. It's Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark in the studio here tonight. Also, what's the proposal from Prime Minister Theresa May? She wants to crack down on the Internet, as though somehow that's going to have an effect on whether or not people get stabbed in retaliation for military attacks against Islamic State targets.
I guess you could claim that people are getting radicalized over the Internet, but then you would have to sort of point out that, hey, you know, the people that did the guy that did the Ariana Grande thing, that they've been reported multiple times by mosques in their area.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, you know, that's bad police work. That's not. That's government bureaucrats not doing their job. Surprise, surprise, it doesn't have really much to do with the Internet.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Stefan in Ohio on Skype. Hello, Stefan.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
I'd like to talk about intellectual property. Do you guys agree with the concept of intellectual property?
Well,
not as it currently stands, no.
Yeah, not as it currently stands. I think that people generally, so property is property because we believe it is, right? Like, I'm going to go outside, there's a vehicle out there, I believe strongly that vehicle's mine.
You also have a key.
I've
that
got a
was,
key that will operate it. But, I mean, you know, like, I could set something of mine on a table out there on the porch. And
it still should be yours. We believe that it is collectively, all of us.
Right. We would say that it's collectively. So property is a belief to some extent. And people will often, you know, the people identify intellectual works, songs and jokes and ideas and all kinds of things as theirs. So if you and I exchanged an email off air and you told me a joke about some particular news story and I used that joke on air and I didn't, you know, give you credit or whatever, you may very well feel like, hey, that was my joke. You didn't, you know.
And I think there should be a difference between etiquette surrounding ideas and law surrounding ideas. So while it is bad etiquette for you to not credit Stefan for the joke, it should not be illegal. In the same way, it may be bad, you know, etiquette to take somebody's movie or book that they've written and then copy it for other people and worse, sell copies of that. While some people may see that as bad etiquette, I think that it just depends on their perspective and it shouldn't be a crime. So I don't ever want to see intellectual property, any supposed violations of that idea, be criminally prosecuted. I don't think that that's in any way appropriate.
Right,
I think if you have an idea you want to protect, it's your job to protect it.
Right, and it's not the job of sort of the collective law enforcement that's out there to go and seek justice on your behalf. Don't forget the army of diplomats that go that tromp around the world trying to mince out what's who's and whatever. I mean, all these companies are basically offloading their responsibilities to their intellectual property to the state. And then I, you know, Mr. Little Taxpayer down here in New Hampshire, has to pay for Sony or RCA or whomever it might be to have their intellectual property enforced. Mm. And then you've got these patent trolls that basically make it so that it's incredibly difficult to do business, you know, here in the United States because legislating what is true and false around that intellectual property is so much more expensive than capitulating.
Well, you brought up patents and, You know, I'm kind of in the middle of this issue. I'm sure you guys have heard of Derek Michael Reed.
I don't know who that is. It's not coming.
This is the guy.
I can understand why you're laughing.
This is the guy, Mark. You do know who it is. You just don't remember the name.
Yes.
Daryl showed you an awful website probably within the last week or two.
Okay.
It was a political candidate for the Libertarian Party who was competing with Daryl for the presidential nomination.
Okay.
He looks like the perennially most dorky libertarian that you can possibly imagine, and his website looks like it was made in 1998. It's kind of got like flashing text and American flags all over it, and he is in no way, shape, or form a libertarian. We, you know, basically called him out when he came here to give a speech at the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire annual meeting back in early 2016. And the dude, I mean, doesn't even understand what the non-aggression principle is. But yet he claims to be a libertarian.
How can one be in the Libertarian Party, go to a libertarian events for years and years and
I don't know how many years he's been going to them, Mark. He's not from New Hampshire, so I can't speak to that.
Okay.
He's one of the candidates who came here to speak in favor of his campaign to try to, you know, garner some support. And I can tell you, he didn't get much support. So why in the world are we talking about Derek Michael Reed? Steph.
Well, despite him being a bit of a kook, he did come up with a decent argument at a Pennsylvania candidates forum last year where, you know, how would you feel if you spent almost your whole life creating, like, I don't know, like, let's say a gun design and you can't patent it. You bring it to the market and somebody copies the same thing and sells it for half the cost.
It really doesn't matter how you feel.
Yeah.
You should understand going into creating things that there's a chance somebody is going to borrow your ideas and
right.
build on them and maybe even improve on them.
Right. So this is important. Like when you look at a revolver, revolvers are basically what revolvers look like, right? So you got a single action, you got a double action, and that's what a revolver
is. And they've
looks
been
like.
That way for a long time.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, should we be paying the children of the children of the children of the person who designed the
Mr.
revolver?
Mr. John Revolver.
Every time one of these revolvers is bought or used or whatever. I mean, you know.
The like, children might feel bad if they don't get
there's
payments.
There's four wheels on every car. Should we be paying the
children of Grog?
Grog or Tharg or or whoever. Made the wheel, right? I mean, yes, I know how people would feel if you make a, you know, radical new gun design, but when you come to the marketplace, you can say, this is the original Stefan.
That's right.
Right? And, you know, you can have a copy of the Stefan made by Ruger or whomever is going to make the gun.
But
or
you
can
made
have
it first.
The original Stefan. And that is powerful when it comes to marketing.
Sure.
People are going to want that. Now, if they improve upon your design, they make your design better, then expect to be outclassed in the marketplace.
Well, that's definitely a different, you know, thing. If they were to come out with my design, make tweaks, and put it out there. But I'm saying, like,
well,
if
no,
they're going to operate...
Under intellectual property laws, if they're using your design as a basis for a new design, and under the current laws, they have to license that.
So are you saying it's, like... I'm going to use this as an example. It'd be like the Linux, you know, kind of thing where you can take somebody else's distribution, for example, make tweaks, put it out, and nobody cares. It would operate like that.
I think that's pretty much how ideas work. The best arguments I've heard so far fall into the area of prescription drugs and blockbuster movies. You know, but basically.
What arguments?
The arguments are that, look, nobody will make blockbuster movies if we don't have intellectual property because there's so much money that goes into creating a blockbuster movie. But we can see that many of these movies, the blockbusters, make their cost back in the first week, and it's going to be very difficult to sort of distribute and beat that system. If you're making your money back in the first weekend, then big whoop as far as somebody copying your work. Secondly, when it comes to
There's rampant
drugs.
Piracy. Before we go on,
there's rampant
piracy on the internet, and there's still blockbuster movies being made.
Yep,
right.
It's still going to see them
because
you can see it in the theater.
Because the kind of person who wants to go and download a video cammed version of a movie where somebody sets up a camera in the back of a movie theater and then records off the projection on screen, you know, with their video camera, the kind of person who wants to watch that is probably not a hot prospect for going out and buying a ticket in the first place. I mean, that's the kind of person who doesn't care about quality. That's the kind of person who wants to just see the thing, even under any circumstances, no matter how bad that particular copy might be. Whereas somebody who actually appreciates the art of filmmaking and the entertainment factor is going to want to go and see it in the proper presentation format. that. Mark, I know you had more to say. We'll continue here. Stefan, if you want to hang on, we can bring you back. We're talking about intellectual property. This is an issue that libertarians do tend to be divided on, some hot, more hotly than others. So if you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us here. Or bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Show.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, join us right here. Toll free number if you want to get on the radio with us to talk about anything that's on your mind, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, whether you want to weigh in on intellectual property and or the London terror strike that just happened last night. We can get back into that. We still have economics in one lesson to discuss as well. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Let's continue here. We'll bring out more of your calls here in just a moment. I do want to let you know about Dash. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you can join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast, or can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. As we go back to Stefan, he's in Ohio. We were talking about intellectual property. You guys, Mark, you had, were getting into a second point that you had. You were giving two examples of some sort of intellectual property.
Right. I think that the real clinchers as far as intellectual property go are often blockbuster movies, and I addressed that in the last segment. And you can get the podcast by going to, what is it, archives.freetalklive.com?
Feeds.freetalklive.com gets you to our podcast URL, but if you just want to download last night's show, you can just go to the front page of freetalklive.com.
That's right. And the other one, which is pharmaceuticals. It was like, hey, if we don't have patents to protect the huge investment in research and development the pharmaceutical companies have, then we won't have new, better drugs. Well, best I can tell, having talked to several doctors on this topic, is
including Mary Ruard.
Dr. Mary Ruard is a great source, is that, well, they used to have more innovation in pharmaceuticals back when they had less litigiousness and the patents weren't pushed. So I'm not entirely sure that that's even a true statement. It looks like, at least if history is evident, that fewer sort of intellectual property laws surrounding this, fewer lawyers on staff, all these sorts of things, is actually makes it better as far as drug companies go. And getting first to market was really meaningful, and companies generally did just fine.
Yeah, then they couldn't rest on their laurels. Once they got first to market, they had to keep researching, keep developing, keep, marketing and stay on top of their game. They couldn't just sit back and say, well, now we got our, 15 years? I forget how long the patent process holds out for.
But yeah.
Yeah,
so. Are you guys familiar with the saw stop technology?
No. Saw, yeah. S-A-W?
S-A-W, yeah. No. It's like a circular saw. And
oh, yeah. It's like if you put a hot dog there, the saw will stop without really doing much to the hot dog, right?
It applies a current to the saw blade and constantly monitors the current.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put a piece of meat, like your finger, in there, then it will change the readings that it's getting from the saw blade, and it will the original saw stop technology would do two things. It would retract it, and it would stick a piece of aluminum in between the saw.
And quickly enough to where it wouldn't chop your whole finger off?
Yeah.
What you could do is you could stick your finger into a, spinning saw blade, and it would leave you with a little nick.
Yeah. It depends on now how quickly you put your hand into it. Like, if you were to fall bodily with, your pressure landing on your hand and to land on a table saw, I don't like your chances, right? But it is amazing. If you just see some video of this, it's amazing how quickly it stops.
Saw stop.
Well,
okay.
Well, my impression of the inventor is from just my rudimentary experience hearing about his story, is that he is a bit of a patent troll. Mm. He wanted to get his technology. He wanted to sell it. I don't know exactly how he wanted to exploit it. He started selling his own version, but he's also acted as a witness in some lawsuits against Ryobi, people who have gotten their fingers, lost their fingers in accidents. He has testified that he gave these companies they had the opportunity to use his technology, but they didn't like his terms and they refused. So he's helping other folks to sue. And his patent, let's see, Bosch came out with a competitor that has now been pulled from the shelves. It's undergoing some patent litigation.
What a shame. So right. Because this guy is holding back on his invention and trying
people's
to keep it close to his chest,
off.
Yeah, people are losing fingers.
Yes.
And he's feeling good about himself because, well, he's helping testify in their cases that these companies should have gone ahead and paid him big money.
Exactly.
And now, so everybody has to pay through their, you know, through the nose by in the force, you know, by virtue of the fact that the company is going to have to pass on those lawsuit settlement fees in increased prices at the marketplace.
Yeah, and he's who's to say that somebody a year after he invented the stop saw, the saw stop, somebody else could have invented it, but because he did it and because he's the kind of guy he is.
So no manufacturers licensed his technology? It doesn't exist in the marketplace?
There was a competitor that is now, it's pending litigation.
Wait, right, you
but
said
what
Bosch.
About him? Where is his technology and who's licensed it?
Oh, he's got his own operation.
Let's see,
so he has his own saw blade company or whatever? Or
He sells a saw called the Saw Stop.
I see, okay.
So if you want to not lose fingers, you have to get the saw stop, and you
won't
get
a monopoly
the other features that are on the other saws. We can't get all the features on one saw, apparently.
This is the idea of intellectual monopoly. Basically.
This guy should have to pay whoever created the idea of a whirling blade with teeth on it. he should have to pay that person for the
it's
use.
It's so stupid.
Or the progeny of that person. This is the thing, is it goes back and back. I think the best example is the Star Spangled Banner. The national anthem for the country that most vociferously prosecutes intellectual property laws is stolen from a British drinking song. And, somehow the innovations that existed up into the early 1900s occurred, and frankly on up into the 1980s in large part, they all occurred. We had these great innovations. The world was going along just fine, and then it's like, you know, the screws had to be tightened. The lawyers need their money, you know, and
that's what this is really all about.
That's what it ends up being about. Like, there's a few inventors and photographers and, you know, these kind of people that'll make a little bit of money doing this stuff, and I get it. But I thought it was fascinating. There was a story, I think it was last year, about a macaque monkey took a picture of a photographer with his own camera. So at that point, who owns that picture from an intellectual property standpoint?
The monkey.
Well, it had to go to trial to decide whether or not the picture... Indeed, it did.
Did the monkey have an attorney?
Somebody represented the monkey. And... Yeah. The monkey turns out the monkey doesn't get intellectual property.
That's a shame.
That's frivolous as heck. I do appreciate the discussion.
Stephen, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the discussion. The toll-free number allowing you to join us here. You can bring up whatever you want. If you want to defend intellectual property, maybe you are outraged that somebody would say that you don't own the things that you create in your mind. 855-450-FREE. Well, as long as you keep it in your mind, then you have sole control over it. But once you let it out there, good luck keeping it under wraps. It's Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
transportation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Join us right here on the radio waves. Live Sunday edition of the show. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so head on over and you can connect with us there. Skype username is lrn.fm.
So I want to tell you about hope.freetalklive.com. Right now what we've got going on over there is... this is in Uganda. We're attempting to build an orphanage there. And essentially, building stopped. The last amount of funding I sent over, was used, and they put the walls up, and they need to get, they basically need to get about $3,000 in order to get the roofing equipment and get started doing things again. So
is the triple matching still an offer?
The triple matching from Cell411 at getcell411.com and jax.io, the official wallet of Free Talk Live.
I guess that's double matching, but it does essentially triples the
triples the amount. So whatever you donate, and thanks to everybody who has, people are donating in between, frankly, $10 and $500. Mm. But everything that you donate right now will get tripled by those two companies, effectively tripled. So yours is one, then Cell 411 gives one, and then Jax 411 gives one,
right,
and then it goes up into three. And I need you to donate. The progress has stopped. And it's not going to start up again until we get enough money to get the roofing materials and get things going. And then we can have the roof over it and the bricks are protected and we can begin doing things like electrical and all that other stuff, plumbing and the things that need to be done in order to have an orphanage so these 40 kids can get a good night's rest so that they can go to school. They did get books, pens, and paper, for school, which just started up there in Jinja, Uganda. and I'm excited about that. But I'd really like, you know, the workmen have gone on to do something else, and getting them back is difficult. But I just didn't have the funds. They just weren't there. I think a lot of people are, you know, supporting us in doing this, but they're kind of expecting other people to donate. And now, you know, the reality is that your funds will be matched, but I need you to do the donation. So please, at hope.freetalklive.com, there are multiple ways for you to do it. There's a Bitcoin address. There's a PayPal. There's also GoFundMe. Whatever you need, it's right there at hope.freetalklive.com. Please.
All right, let's go to Troy. He is in Washington State and on the amp lines here. Go ahead, Troy.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about intellectual property, and Mark had mentioned revolvers, and it got me to think about, actually, many years ago in Spain, apparently the copyright laws were either non-existent or pretty loose, and what wound up happening is several gunsmiths in the area were producing clones of Smith & Wesson and Colt. And, you know, those are big household names, and they were a variety of quality, and some of them were purchased by different militaries in small, you know, small quantities.
Hmm.
But at the end of the day, you know, the big manufacturers survived.
Yeah, I imagine
they're
that
still here.
People probably learned a little lesson in buying these off-brand weapons, too. I mean, you know, you...
Exactly.
A gun's often used in a circumstance where it needs to work, and you're going to want a gun manufacturer who's been, you know, producing and testing for a very long time rather than somebody who's going in and making something look like one of those.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to get good quality stuff at that point.
All right, and then really that's all I had to say about that.
Good point, Troy. Thanks for sharing tonight, man. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Of course, somebody could have used a gun last night when people were getting mowed down by a vehicle and then stabbed to death by a group of armed psychopaths in London on London Bridge. According to the Telegraph, the attack came out of the blue and out of the night beneath the shadow of the Shard, Europe's tallest skyscraper. Terror hit Britain's streets again. Shortly after 10 p.m. their time, a white BMQ van being driven at speeds of up to 50 miles an hour mounted the pavement at London Bridge and plowed into pedestrians, knocking them down, and this is an interesting simile, like Skittles, says the writer, Robert Mendick, at the Telegraph.
That's probably talking about traffic cones.
Is that a term for traffic cone over there?
Skittles? Yeah, we had some English soccer coaches, and when they were setting up their drills for us with the little orange cones, they called them Skittles.
And Skittles. Interesting. Oh, thank you for clarifying that, Johnny. Right, because I was wondering if it was some sort of British slang or one of their terms that, you know, we don't really use here.
I believe that's it.
Reports suggested some victims were thrown into the water of the Thames below. Others may have jumped in an attempt to avoid the speeding vehicle. The van came to a halt on the south side of the bridge, but it wasn't the end of the carnage. Three men wielding knives 10 inches long began attacking passersby, even entering at least one restaurant to attack Saturday night diners. One report suggested throats had been slashed by the marauders, likely to be Islamic State-inspired terrorists, and ISIS has now claimed responsibility for this particular act, although it had not yet been confirmed in the early hours of this morning and has since then. One eyewitness spoke of the men shouting, quote, "This is for Allah," as they stabbed indiscriminately.
In English.
Yeah. They were in Great Britain.
No, well, yeah, but I mean, they didn't say Allah
Akbar,
right, or whatever in Arabic, Aramaic. I'm not even Arabic.
Mm-hmm.
They said, "This is for Allah."
That is interesting.
That weird.
Are you suggesting this is a conspiracy?
I'm not suggesting anything. Maybe the terrorists are assimilating, and now they're speaking in English.
I'll tell you what. When I got in the car this morning, the first thing I heard was Theresa May's speech, and I didn't know what she was talking about. And she was talking about the internet and how we need to the big internet companies are providing safe spaces for terrorists.
Mm.
And then I find out what she's referring to, and it's speeches like this that are so disconnected from what happened are what give rise to conspiracy theories. Because I hear a speech like this, and my first thought was that the attack was engineered so that they could sell whatever stupid idea that they got going on now.
This proposed internet restrictions, which we're going to get into that, because I've got a story about Teresa's speech.
Hopefully it's just that they've got what they want to do today, and they use whatever bad thing has happened to sell it.
To bring it out.
They do. Yeah. Not that they actually
put these guys up to it.
Right.
Yeah. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. John is in Kentucky listening on his phone. Go ahead, John. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I have a question for you guys.
Yes, sir.
Probably about a month ago, Mark and guest Joel were on from, I guess he was from Dash.
Yeah, he does the Dash News. Yep.
Okay, and you guys were talking about cryptocurrencies, and you touched on one very briefly for probably less than 20 seconds, but I was wondering if you could talk about Ripple and any knowledge you might have of it. The reason you don't have any knowledge of it?
We did an interview back in 2013 with the founder of Ripple at that time. I wasn't actually on the show. I was taking pictures and stuff, so my brain wasn't engaged in quite the same way. It was done by Brian Sovereign and Stephanie Murphy, who were our hosts that came out to Bitcoin 2013, where we did a remote broadcast.
Was that our first Bitcoin convention?
That was. It was like the first Bitcoin convention.
San Diego or wherever it was?
It was in San Jose. And other than that, that is the closest touch that Free Talk Live has had to Ripple.
And I don't know anything about it. And
I know nothing. I know just nothing about it.
And
other
it's
than
a shame,
it's
too,
centralized.
Because it's number three or whatever right now in the world's
right,
cryptocurrency charts.
It's number three. And I don't own any cryptocurrency, and I'm a very casual observer of it. But, I mean, I thought since you guys paid more attention to that than I do, especially considering it is number three right now, that you might have a little bit more knowledge of it than I do.
I wish I could help you with that. If you want to continue, if you got something else you wanted to add, hang on. We can bring you back. I mean, we can go do some quick searching and see what we can learn in a moment. But ultimately, I've heard that it's centralized, but I heard that from you, Mark, so I don't know what the basis of that statement is. I can't back it up. More coming up here in moments here. This is Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds
free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dynavite.com. We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free. Join us on the radio waves and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype, so Skype on over here at Skype username lrn.fm. If you would like to get behind Free Talk Live, you can do that for $5 a month over at the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that you can support our efforts to continue to spread these ideas to as many radio stations and internet listeners as possible. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up there, and that helps us out, helps us do things like we just did on Friday, where you and I went down to New York City, Mark, where we attended the Talkers Seminar or conference, whatever you want to call it, convention for talk radio business people in the trade. The talk show hosts, the program directors, you know, big wigs in the networks and yep. things like that. And so it's our listeners who amp the show who send us there. And this was our 12th year going to that event. We've been able to go every year since 2005, thanks to listeners like you becoming amplifiers and helping us spread the ideas of liberty and peace 7 nights a week to radio stations, over 160 great stations right now, carrying the show at various different times throughout the week. We can make that bigger with your help. And you get cool perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only Facebook group, and more. Just head on over to amp.freetalklive.com and the brand-new Amp badge that you can get on the new Free Talk Live forum, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to John in Kentucky. You're calling to ask us a question that we really couldn't answer about a relatively popular cryptocurrency called Ripple that, Mark, you say is centralized, but just according to a quick search that I did here,
so this is decentralized,
this
right?
claims Quora.com. There's a question and answer here. How is Ripple different from Bitcoin? And then they go through the similarities, and they claim that both Ripple and Bitcoin are decentralized. So I would say, you know, the best way, of course, to learn about something is to, you know, spend some time researching it. Obviously, Ripple has been near the top of the cryptocurrency charts for a long time. It's at number 3 right now. It was at number 2 several weeks ago. It's been in the top 5 for as long as I can remember. I mean, it's been relatively popular, even though the price per Ripple has never really been particularly high. I think that's because there's a whole bunch of them. Now, is it true that they're not mining new ones into existence? Does anybody happen to know that? Because I get the feeling that there's just a certain set amount of the Ripple, but I could be wrong about that. I don't know.
I thought that they were, and I have to be honest, I just heard about this. I just heard about Ripple, like, yesterday. And so that's why, you know, I haven't had the time to look into it. So, but that's why I was kind of calling you guys to see if you might know something about it. From what I understand, though, it is centralized, and that even Joel, I went back to that podcast about a month ago, and Joel, you know, said that a lot of financial institutions, I guess like banks or whatever, were getting behind
UBS.
It as well.
Mm-hmm. UBS is supposed to be doing that.
Is this Swiss Bank or whatever?
I don't know where UBS is. I mean, you know, I just read it in the Wikipedia article. What can I tell you?
And so in some ways, I guess it's not considered a cryptocurrency by a population of the cryptocurrency community. And as far as I understand, they also, you know, not everyone, but a certain number of people in the community don't like it because it's... it is centralized, and it doesn't have the you know, anonymous factor to it like a lot of the other quote-unquote true cryptocurrencies do. So it also – it sounds like it operates more than just as a currency where it sounded like from what I was reading, you know, you could also do things like, you know, change fiat currencies and –
yeah, there's other information that, from what I was looking at, there's information beyond currency info that can be sent over the Ripple network, as I understand it. So it almost sounded a little bit like Ethereum in that it has a different properties to it besides just being a currency. It has a currency aspect to it, but that is just one of the things. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I just want to interject one major aspect to it that is worth mentioning is the fact that it has $0 transaction fees.
$0? What does that mean?
Cost anything?
There's no cost to there's no
or
fee to transact.
Whatever. There's no fee. Yeah.
Huh, that's unusual. Yeah, I mean, it definitely seems like something that's probably worth looking into. Obviously, some people are going to quibble over the centralization question. There's, you know, that's one of the things I just looked for is Ripple centralized or decentralized. And, you know, people are definitely not necessarily in agreement about that. They say here they are more centralized because of all the regulations they're complying with in order to combat anti-money laundering and other know-your-customer type compliance. If you look at their advisory board, it's comprised of many people who are previously in government positions, and this would contribute to their centralized aspect of work. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm not running out to go and buy it. But then again, Virgil Baduva over at the Anarchrypt Forum on Facebook, or the Anarchrypt group, has said that he wishes he'd bought some because, you know, the haters talked him out of it back in the day, and, you know, now he's sorry that he didn't.
Well, it certainly shot up in value, but as did, you know, a lot of
other ones.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, if he'd have been on Ethereum was like $12 back in over the winter, and now it's at $240.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're looking at it from an investment standpoint, we're probably not the place to go, honestly. What we do is we try to look at the technologies here on Free Talk Live and
sure.
You know, look at those things and you know, the community. Like, for instance, the thing I like about Dash the most is that it has a really vibrant community, and that's going to propel it forward, to my mind. I like Bitcoin's first mover status. I like Ethereum as a platform for creating a great deal of things. But, I mean, it had a big problem with its DAO being hacked like a year and a half ago or 2 years, and hard fork
right.
occurred. So, you know, it's we're in the pioneer stages, and I don't know who's going to get the arrows and who isn't.
Yeah,
but,
who knows who's going to defeat Bitcoin? I mean, Bitcoin is already now behind the ball.
Cryptocurrency for the last 6 months, you've made money.
That's a good point, John. Thanks for calling tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Yep.
Again, people need to do their own research on this. Mark and I, you know, we and Johnny Ray, I mean, we're all to some extent or another involved in the cryptocurrency world, but
I'll give you my opinion.
Yeah, none of us are have the technical chops to really understand the differences between them. I mean, we can have the basics explained to us, and we can kind of pass along our understandings of those explanations, having been to a number of these cryptocurrency seminars and having had a lot of the creators and the people who are promoting them on the air with us. But ultimately, we've never looked at the code. We don't really know how these things work. We just know the ones that are successful. Those right. are the ones that are most worth talking about. Because
success really matters because people have had a chance to test it. What you're not going to hear on Free Talk Live is us jumping out and saying, there's this brand new coin out there. You know, come on and get aboard. Like, we don't do the penny stocks of crypto because we don't know that much about it. Now, if somebody approaches us, I'll go ahead and I'll give the information that I got from that person, and I'll give you whatever information I got from research. But, you know, most of the approaches we've had are from these scammer coins that are trying to get people to get on board with them early on, and, you know, pyramid stuff and Ponzi schemes and that sort of thing. And I'm not going to bring that to my listeners other than to say, nope, don't do that. It's a bad idea.
Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We were talking about the attacks in last night that happened in London, at the London Bridge, people being mowed down by a vehicle, then three men with large blades, 10 or 12 inches long, according to the report of the Telegraph, stabbing people.
Can't you buy a sword in England? I'm just wondering.
Probably.
I know that they have a real
It's a little harder to conceal that.
With knives and stuff. They jumped out of a van and began stabbing people.
True.
It's not like you're walking along.
They might have had to walk to the van at some point.
Yeah, well, you could put the stuff in the van.
Yeah, I understand that.
I'm just thinking that if you want to harm people with bladed weapons and stealth isn't your issue, that 10-inch blades are going to pale in comparison to a 30-inch one.
Yeah, but that's assuming that the people you're attacking have a 30-inch blade. If you've got a 10-inch blade and they have nothing, then that might be a lot better than a sword.
Well, okay, so what you rightly point out that a sword is a weapon that is intended to trump a knife, right? Mm-hmm. Like the longer the guy's, if I've got a 33-inch sword and you've got a 28-inch sword, you know, things are in my favor. There's no doubt, unless you do have long arms. So, you know, there's that issue.
All other things being equal, you've got the advantage.
That's the advantage. However, you can get leverage with a sword. So you can get that big swing. Mm-hmm. You know as well as I do that the tip of that sword's going to travel faster than the tip of the knife. And so if you've got the samurai sword for chopping's good for people who are unskilled.
Maybe their budget was limited, Mark. I don't know. More coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We'll talk about the proposed internet restrictions coming up in hour three.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Symbi.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's
LibertyOnCall.org.